This is Goals with Soul, the podcast for visionary coaches and entrepreneurs, building your business with inspired action. In alignment with your mission and authentic message, so you can create impact for your soul clients and feel lit up every day. I'm your host, Jo Ingram, married mum of three daughters from London and a former ad agency director turned business coach and strategist. In Goals with Soul, we blend revenue generation with energetics, marketing strategies with pranic healing, and ambitious business goals with our soul's desires. If you're looking to build your business with less efforting and more ease, this is the podcast for you. Let's dive in. Welcome to Goals with Soul. I'm Joanna Ingram, and today we are talking about what true alignment in business is. And this is coming deeply from personal experience about understanding how to show up in a way that's both aligned and profitable. And if you're a coach who is intuitive, soulful, perhaps also an empath, you're going to understand deeply what I mean when I say that being in alignment and allowing that feminine flow and ease throughout your business is one of the things you desire most of all. Perhaps like me, you've also come from a background, maybe even an industry or a career that has been very much masculine energy, but wounded masculine, where showing up always feels like hard work. It's about over-efforting and over-proving, making quick decisions and pushing forward no matter what, ignoring how your nervous system feels, ignoring whether your soul is lit up by the actions you're taking or even the goals that you've set. And perhaps like me too, you've also come to the feminine flow and ease decision, wanted to call in the intuition, be in alignment, and just take your foot off the permanent accelerator so you can actually integrate things, enjoy the journey, and yes, build your business with ease and grace and flow. But what often happens, and this happened to me 2 summers ago, and it's so ingrained in my memory that it comes up for me time and time again, both in my personal business expansion and when I'm on my client calls. And this is that we can let that pendulum literally sway too much. And in a way, it's unavoidable. So take this as a scenario. You're pushing, overproving, heading towards burnout, exhausted, tired, doing all the things, showing up in order to build your business in the way that so many coaches and gurus online today will encourage us to do so. Just push a bit harder, be more consistent, do more. Be more ambitious, set more goals, be more accountable. I mean, perhaps even as I'm saying these things, your energy is draining out of you. I know, I feel like I need to take a breath, because that heavy, heavy energy that's going to keep us stuck in overwhelm and exhaustion isn't the way that you want to build a business. It's not the way that I'm building my business, not anymore. And I suspect you may already be in that space where you're starting to understand the power of the divine feminine and the balance and the harmony that can exist when we combine intuition and energy with actually showing up and taking inspired action and doing it from a place of certainty and courage and clarity. And the problem is that sometimes we shift over so dramatically to what we believe is the divine feminine that it actually becomes wounded feminine. We actually get stuck in indecision, procrastination, perhaps even a wounded energy that just doesn't want to show up, perhaps even tipping over into victimhood or just feeling overwhelmed by anything that you don't want to do in that moment. And what happened to me after I hit this big burnout stage and I had my dark night of the soul, slumped on the kitchen floor saying, I don't know why I'm doing this. It's so hard. I should just go back to my advertising agency life. Why am I not getting this? What's wrong with me? All the things that I called in alignment, or at least what I believed was alignment. I'll fill you in on that in just a sec. But this meant that I kicked off my shoes. I believe in grounding, and I live next to the most beautiful bluebell woods here in London. And I spent the summer walking around the woods barefoot, listening to a lot of Abraham Hicks podcasts, and with my journal and with some beautiful music on my favourite In the Flow playlist that I've created. And I just breathed out. And for the first time, perhaps in my life, I realised what it was to not be pushing and proving, and I started to feel so much better. I went through a summer of healing. But what also happened was that I went through a summer of not focusing my business, not actually achieving anything in my business, in a way, actively pushing my business away. Now, I'm not saying that you can't build a business through intuition and feminine flow. You absolutely can. But what I was doing was actually pushing it away and using the word alignment as an excuse. I was saying, okay, I don't think I will go live today on Instagram or because I don't feel aligned. It just feels icky. And you know what? I probably won't record a podcast episode today because my energy is just a bit off and I feel a bit sensitive and no, it's not the right energy. I'm not aligned. And perhaps it was saying that I really want to launch something new right now and I just don't feel aligned with it. But let me cut through some of this BS. It isn't that you're not aligned with taking those actions. It isn't that you're not aligned with building your business. It's just that you're simply confusing alignment, which I'm going to use some really like basic language here, just feeling like doing it, feeling good about it in the moment. You're just confusing a lack of that with not going for your bigger spiritual goals. Let me explain. You are deeply aligned with your vision, your spiritual goals. And I know that you know what your bigger vision is because you wouldn't be here still existing in this industry if you didn't have the bigger picture about what you're meant for in the sense of the impact that you want to make on your clients and in this world. You know that that vision is aligned with your soul's purpose, even if you don't know the how and the exact what that's going to get you there. And you haven't unlocked all of the building blocks for it. You are deeply aligned with your bigger mission. The problem is when we then start looking at little tiny things in the day to day, the hows, and declaring a lack of alignment as a reason not to show up and do it. And what made all the difference for me and brought me back into true alignment where I, instead of having that pendulum swing, actually started to balance and harmonize that, where I could combine intuition and feminine flow with the beautiful supportive action of the divine masculine and started to appreciate both parts of myself, that I'm someone that actually loves taking action and I love to do it with inspiration. And I can do the hard things when I'm in alignment with my higher purpose, even if I don't want to do it right now. That actually taking a little walk would be something I'd rather do and something I may choose to do. Hey, sitting in front of Netflix might be something that I feel more aligned to doing right now. But actually taking that balance and allowing sometimes the divine masculine to step in and remind us that, yeah, you know what? Being in alignment with my greater goals is something that is so important to me. It's such a vital part of my DNA that actually taking a step into something right now in my marketing that might not be something that I feel like doing, I'm going to start and see how it unfolds. I'm going to invite myself into alignment on this task. And like the recording right now that I'm sharing with you has come from just such a place. I was like, I really do need a podcast episode for next week, but I just don't feel energized or aligned to record anything in particular at the moment, in this moment. And so I was putting it off and, you know, procrastinating, finding other important things to do. Perhaps you can relate to that. And actually, I came off a call with a client today. I had a really busy day speaking to a client. Prior to that, I did the most amazing discovery call with somebody that just lit me up so much. I was like, gosh, I really want to work with her. And I'm hoping that that's something that comes to fruition. But no matter how busy I felt this morning, feeling that energy to just do it in service to my greater mission is what's truly aligned. So here I am, as per usual, in my daughter's closet, holding my iPhone up to my mouth. I even got my eyes closed so I can really like channel what I want to be saying in the moment. Because these days I just choose not to use notes and bullet points. I much rather just take the message that I know needs to be shared because it comes so deeply from my own soul's experience and what I'm creating in this world. And look, let's cut through it all. The message today is very simple. Alignment is something that is with your higher purpose. And being out of alignment with your day-to-day marketing isn't a good reason not to step in to what you know needs to be done. And I want to caveat this really strongly with saying that being in alignment with your marketing is one of the things I teach and love the most. Actually finding aligned marketing is the most valuable things you can do to actually express and articulate your messaging, which of course is my area of absolute passion. But I know from my work with my clients and my own experiences that in order to show up consistently, whatever that looks like to you, to actually connect in the field with those clients that you desire to work with, actually means dialing in energy to be aligned in those marketing channels that you adore, even when you don't feel like it. Now, I hope this is making perfect sense to you. And this is a message you need to hear today, because when we're in the spiritual coaching realm and we're working with people who really like to take their time and ease into things and to embody their decisions, it's really important for us to do the same thing and model the next level of elevation. Elevated messaging is what connects us with elevated clients who are ready to take their next most audacious step towards the outcomes they desire with your support for that transformation. So my invitation to you this week through Inspired Action is to think about what you're holding back on and perhaps using a lack of alignment as an excuse to clarify what that big vision is, the alignment of your true purpose, so you can keep focused on that as your why, even when you may not feel aligned with something specific that you know you really are called to do. And if attracting your most soul-aligned clients with ease and feminine flow is on your heart right now, I now have 3 spots left for free messaging breakthrough sessions, which are perfect for you if you want to understand how to elevate your messaging to resonate deeply with clients you can't wait to work with and fine-tune your alignment with your perfect fit avatar. If you desire that session with me, simply send me a DM over on Instagram at iamjo.ingram with the word ready, and I will share the details. So have an inspired action week. Take care. Bye now.